We're in the Pioneer Tent at Husker Harvest Days on Wednesday morning talking with Tim Lewandowski, who is an account manager for Pioneer in central Nebraska. And Tim, let's talk about what you're seeing as far as crops in the area. Some harvest underway and a lot more to come here probably in the next 2-3 weeks.
That's right, Ken. You know, we're getting a lot of combines out in the field right now. We've got drier corn. A lot of feedlots are taking some of the wet corn to grind it up and get it ready to feed the cattle throughout the year. But, you know, the yields are coming in a lot better than expected, especially on the irrigated ground, the good irrigated ground. Some of our dry land, you don't measure it in a bushels per acre. It's more bales per acre or tons per acre. We had to do a lot of silage, a lot of chopping. But generally speaking, the yields on corn are coming in well. We did have some soybeans just the other day come out. Way better than expected. The hot, dry winds we had, the heat, the pressure from the heat. A lot of people were worried about what the crop would end up looking like. So excited to have it all harvested pretty soon, but we're going to have a much faster pace than years past.
Okay, so people are starting to think about next year already and hoping for some moisture here and hoping it'll be a better year. So what do you tell people as far as planning for next year?
You know, that's the key, planning for next year. You know, one of the things we really like to emphasize is the right product, the right acre. That doesn't just a tagline. It's something we're really passionate about. It starts off really in the spring or even this time of year. We start evaluating the hybrids, looking at what we want to plant, the planting rates, whether we're doing a variable rate fit map for you. We're getting products ready to go on that right acre. A lot of times things can become pretty confusing with all the technologies that are there. And one of the simplified things that we've come up with is refuge in the bag. Refuge is very important to preserve the technology, the durability of the technology. Refuge in the bag gives us that opportunity to do that with just one bag dumped into the planter. Right now we're working with Optimum Acre Max, which is above ground refuge in the bag. Complete refuge in the bag. We don't need that separate block for a refuge. We also have the Optimum Acre Max 1, which is the rootworm refuge in the bag. We still need a 20% refuge for the corn borer side within a half mile. So it is a easier way for us to spread out the yield opportunity, but it is still a requirement we have a block. Exciting, though, in the future, we're going to have Optimum Acre Max Extra and also Optimum Acre Max Extreme. We'll just be above ground and below ground, both pests, both above and below, taken care of with that refuge in the bag, no block required.
So it's really about making farmers more productive and really simplifying things for them as well.
Yeah, the simplicity and durability is always the thing I like to emphasize. Not to avoid resistance, sometimes that's just how Mother Nature can react to us, but that durability of a product is so key to eliminate some of the extra things we have to use, whether it's a chemical or a rotational type of thing, where corn is king in my area, and a lot of guys just want to go corn on corn. That's what that Optimum Acre Max can bring.